This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We have an amazing share today, so I hope it was worth your wait. Today's learning should be lo'ilei nishmas, bracha, bas, moshe tovya, began eden teim nuchasa. She should be melitza yishar for her family, ad bias goyel tzedek. For all you listening, we have very exciting news coming up. You could join us, Bezos Hashem, February 17th to the 22nd, in the footsteps of the Chida, visiting many of the holy cities that the Chida lived and thrived and traveled to. You could join us in the beginning of March for our first ever Yarchei Kala in Miami. We have also amazing material in Shiurim. It's a two-day Yarchei Kala. Please join us, actually, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 days. It's an amazing opportunity. If anybody wants to participate in upcoming Sfarim, the next Sefer in the queue is on Chinuch Habanim. Please let us know. Okay, we have a very important topic today for Parshas Yisrei. Parshas Yisrei, of course, Klal Yisrael is given the mitzvah of Shabbos. And today we're going to speak about one of the important observances of Shabbos, maybe somewhat overlooked, and something that's of utmost importance and utmost power in terms of elevating us and influencing us and our families. We know that Minhag Yisrael is that we sing Zmirois on Shabbos, not only in the Beis HaKnesses, not only for L'chadoidi, not only for and not only for Kedusha, but we sing Zmirois at our table. We sing at the Friday night Suda, we sing at the Shabbos day Suda, we sing at the Shalosh Suda Suda. And don't say, well, I don't have good vocal cords, I can't carry a tune. There are people who have worse vocal cords than you and can't carry a tune, and they subject themselves to the whole tzibur, so you're no worse than they are. And we're going to speak about this important observance. The first thing we need to do is, what exactly is its source? Is it a minhag? Is it more than that? Rav Yaakov Emden writes in his Siddur, in Cheder Hamitois, Mitas Zahav, Suda Rishayna, that minhag avoseinu of the Ashkenazim is to be meshoirer and be meranein on Shabbos during the Suda, and it's based on the Sefer Chassidim that we're going to see. And Chazal say in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, Dargon Shel Yisrael, when they eat and drink and they rejoice, they're oisek in Shirois v'tishbachos. Not only that, but in the Sefer Zichroinois Eliyahu of Rebbe Eliyahu Mani, who is a contemporary of the Ben Ishchai, that he says that singing Zmiros on Shabbos is kamad achiyuv, not only by Friday night. I was in the shuls where they don't sing Zmiros by Shalosh Sudas. No, by all the Sudais, you should sing Zmiros. And Shabbos is noitrikoin, shira boi toimar. Shabbos is noitrikoin, you should say shira on it. You hear this? The word Shabbos, the very definition of Shabbos, is shira boi Taimar. In fact, the Chida, Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef David Azulai, in the Sefer Pnei David on Bereishis, Ois Lamed Gimel, he brings that Vayichulu Hashamayim V'Haaretz is a remez to the Guf. Hashem completed the heaven and the earth, it's a remez to the Guf. V'chol Tziva'am, those are the bones and Gidim. Vayichal Elohim Bayom Hashvi. What does that mean? Kolaymer, he's Goymer Melachtoi. Vayichal Elohim Bayom Hashvi. Hashem finishes his Melacha. That's the finishing touch of man, is the Peh. That after the Uber comes out, he doesn't yet have the Koach HaDibur, he doesn't yet have Shinayim. So the Peh is called number 7. Vayichal Elohim Bayom Hashvi. Two eyes, two ears, two nostrils. The Peh is the 7th. Vayivarech Elohim es Yom HaShvi, that Hashem blessed and chose the mouth of all the Evarim, that the mouth learns Torah, The mouth is Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mouth is Meyachid Shemoy. And in fact, the word Hashavi, Gematria 397, has the same Gematria of Shevach Bepeh. So the Peh, the mouth, is a dugma of Shabbos. Accordingly, says the Chidah, that we need to be Meshabeach and say Zmirois on Shabbos and to learn Torah, to be Mekadesh one's Piv, because the mouth itself is analogous to Shabbos itself. And the Mishnah Berurah even codifies, he brings from the Rakeach, that after you eat, you should sing Zmirois as a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Marv Rabbeisai, what we're going to speak about today is how singing Zmirois on Shabbos, 10 ways, how singing Zmirois on Shabbos will mamish change your life. Now, many men, they don't want to sing Zmirois because their wife makes these faces at them that you don't know how to carry a tune, or you don't know the song, or you don't know how to fit the words into the tune. So just tell your husband you sing beautifully, your song selection is wonderful, even if you don't find it that way. Okay, so we're going to speak about 10 reasons how singing Zmirus on Shabbos will mamish change your life. And the first reason we're going to learn is that singing Zmirus on Shabbos, it would seem it would be de'oraisa. De'oraisa? To sing Zmirus on Shabbos? How so? The Sefer Chassidim writes, he brings from Rabbeinu Meshulam, why is it that we light Neros in the house on Shabbos? It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yisavaru Eish B'chol Moish V'Yisechem V'Yem HaShabbos. So doesn't that indicate you shouldn't have fire burning in your house? So Rabbeinu Meshulam said, no, it says, Vayivarech Hashem Yom HaShvi. God blessed the seventh day. How did He bless the seventh day? What does blessing mean? So says the Sefer Chassidim, we find that when Eoiv cursed the day he was born, he cursed the day that it should be a day of darkness. Halayla hahu yikachuhu oifel, yikav la'ar va'ayin. So we see that the definition of curse is darkness. That means the definition of blessing is light. So we light candles for Shabbos because Shabbos is a blessed day. Vayivarech Elohim. So if Shabbos is blessed, it has to be bright. So whatever Eoiv said that is the definition of curse, we have to do the opposite on Shabbos. One of the things that Eoiv said to curse was Al Tavay Renanabai. There should be no song. Songlessness, the absence of song, is cursed. Cursed means songlessness. Well, if cursed means songlessness, blessed means full of song. The reason why we sing Shirois on Shabbos is because Shabbos is a blessed day. Vayivarech Elohim es Yom HaShvi. So if Shabbos is a blessed day, it has to be Malei Shira. This is what Sefer Chassidim writes in Tav Tav Shin Mem Zayin. He repeats this again in Ois Tav Tes. And again in Ois Reish Ayin Tes, where he says that Vayivarech Elohim es Yom HaShvi. How do we bless it? Well, one of the things that Eov said in terms of curse is Al Tavoy Renanabai. Therefore, we make sure that Shabbos is Mizmar Shir Liyoim HaShabbos. What else did he say? He said Al Yichad Tishkoin Alav Anaga Anana Al Yichad Bimei Shana. So we sort of cheshvan all the things that Eov said about Shabbos, Meklau sheyesh lo b'Shabbos l'Shabbos ba'or v'yesh bo l'ranein shivcha shamakim shenemar mizmar shir liyom haShabbos v'lesmayach b'Shabbos b'fkudei Hashem yisharim misamchei lev. So one of the reasons to be happy on Shabbos is because cursed means the absence of happiness. So by being happy on Shabbos, you're fulfilling Vayivarech Elohim es Yom HaShvi. That's the first reason to sing on Shabbos, as a fulfillment of Vayevarech Elohim es Yoim Hashvi. Reason number two. It says that in the Navi Yeshaya, Im Tashiv Mishabas Raglecha, Asois Chafatzecha B'Yoim Kachi, V'Karasa LaShabas Oineg. You should call Shabbos Oineg. So how are you ma'aneg the Shabbos? How are we ma'aneg Shabbos on, how do we delight in the Shabbos? When I was 14 days old, I was given a gift that I was not aware of on my 14th day by a famous historian. And he gave me a Zmirois book called Shalom Lavoi Shabbos. It was an old Zmirois book with beautiful illustrations. And as a kid, it was a favorite of mine. I like to flip through it. And more recently, I looked in the introduction, and in the Hakdama of Shalom Lavoi Shabbos, he brings on the Pasuk V'Karasa LaShabbos Oineg, how are you Ma'aneg Shabbos? With a lit candle and a set table and special dishes and Zmirais. So I sort of took it for granted that one of the ways to be Ma'aneg Shabbos is by singing Zmirais. But then, as has become my custom, I don't trust any source unless I look it up myself. And I began to search, and I discovered there is no source in Shas, Medrash, that singing Zmiras on Shabbos is a fulfillment of Oineg Shabbos. This is not sourced in the Torah Shabbat Peh. Although I do think you could find some Mekairos that singing on Shabbos does provide Oineg Shabbos. The Eish Al Avram of Buchach, he says that, based on the Zohar, that Hashem Yisbarach has Nachas Ruach when Jews enjoy themselves on Shabbos. In general, if a Jew eats a chicken cutlet or a piece of meat during the week, good, es gezunt to hate. But if he is mechavein to eat it l'shem shamayim, then maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam has nachas ruach from it. But on Shabbos, when a Jew enjoys himself, either with good food or with good singing, and a Jew has oineg from that, it gives Hashem nachas ruach. The lashon is, yesh l'Hashem nisbarach nachas ruach, kebiyachal, gam mita'anugim gufaniyim, even from our physical pleasures, b'Shabbos kodesh. Al pize yesh tzad zchus amasha boichrim b'neginois, uzmirois arevois b'Shabbosos kodesh v'yomtov, kodesh b'beis haknesas hakodesh, uvetoy chasuda. Why is it that on Shabbos, many people, they sing at the meals. They just sing. And they sing geshmaka songs that maybe are not even connected to Shabbos. So the Eish Al Avram says that on Shabbos, the Ribbono Shel Olam has nachas when a Jew is enjoying themselves. So from this lashon of the Eish Al Avram, it seems like there's a degree of oineg Shabbos that is experienced by singing Zemirais. Furthermore, the Vishnu Tzareba says, on the pasuk v'haya ki savay el ha'aretz, the gematria of the word ha'aretz, calculating a final nun as 900, so then ha'aretz is 1106. 1106 is the gematria of Shabbos Kodesh. Now, v'haya, ahaya is a lashon of simcha. V'haya, you'll be besimcha when on Shabbos Kodesh. And the Vishnu Rebbe says, Tima Anig the Shabbos with Shirois v'Sishbachais. So again, you see there's a degree of Oineg Shabbos by singing Zmirais. Furthermore, the Radak says on the Pasuk v'Karasa l'Shabbos Oineg, the Oz Tisanagal Hashem. V'Karasa l'Shabbos Oineg, the Radak says, it's a mitzvah la'aneg haguf b'yem ha'Shabbos with sweet foods, because by differentiating between Shabbos and other days, you'll remember creation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadeshet Yesh Me'ayin, and He rested on the seventh day, and by doing so you will praise Hashem, and then you will delight in Him. So it seems like Oineg brings to Shira. Oineg brings to Shira. So we see there's an idea that an expression of oineg brings to Shira. By the way, the Imrei Noyem of Jacob brings a beautiful idea that the Kedusha of Shabbos is mashpia on Klal Yisrael, spiritual gifts and physical gifts. From the physical foods we eat on Shabbos, it's mamshich shefa gashmius. Somebody sent me a message with different skulas for Parnasa, that eating lakshin is a skula for Parnasa, and eating apples, he sent me, is a skula for Parnasa, and eating kugel is a skula for Parnasa, and eating gala is a skula for Parnasa. But the point is, enjoying Shabbos is a skula for Parnasa. It's a medium through which Hashem is mamshachan klal Yisrael, shefa gashmias. But the Imrei Noyem writes, by singing shirois on Shabbos, it's mashpia on klal Yisrael, a shefa of ruchnias. So, truth is that when it comes to oineg Shabbos, we don't really have an explicit source that singing zmiros on Shabbos is a fulfillment of oineg Shabbos. But I think many people would indeed acknowledge that there is a certain delight that they experience by singing zmiros on Shabbos. Number three is, we know there's a mitzvah of kavod Shabbos. The Sefer Yesh Noichlen, the father of the Chidah, he brings Mikan Nohagu L'Shoirer U'Lezamer B'Sudai Shabbos B'Shvachos U'Vizmirois HaMeshubachim U'Bavadai Shezehu Kavod Shabbos Kodesh U'Kavod HaSudas HaKadoshos. This is certainly honor to Shabbos Kodesh and honor to the holy meals. Why is it a kavod? Because they're melava the king, as the king enters and as the king exits, and this is the proper way to be melava the melech Hashem as he comes and he goes on Shabbos. Likewise, the Yisoid B'Shar Shavoida writes that a person should be careful to be mechabed Hashem from his wealth and from his throat. Mehoinai u'megroinai lezamer zmiros u'shvachim al hashulchan. And by doing so, this is a way of being mechabed Hashem, lechabed Hashem migroinai. So this is the third reason why we sing Zmiros on Shabbos. It is kavod Shabbos. Next, is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? Usually we say v'samachta b'chagecha. However, when it comes to Shabbos, many poskim say that, in fact, perhaps there is no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. Some achrayim write on Shabbos there's no chiyuv simcha. Look in the Bechar Shar of Tanis Daf Lamed, who says there's no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. But the Zohar HaKadosh says Yomed Shabbosa Chedva Ihu Lekayla. It is joy for everyone. V'kula isnatar le'ila v'sata. So the Zohar talks about the chedvasa, the joy, the happiness on Shabbos. Likewise, in the Siddur of the Rekeach, he says, "Ki besimcha seitzehu, you need to be besimcha likra Shabbos hamalka with clean clothing, by eating, drinking, bathing, singing." That by singing on Shabbos, it's an expression of simcha. Rabbi Isai, comes the Baal Tar Tmima, and he says, if you look in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Gimel Amad Beis and Taisvis, who brings it from the Yishalmi, why is there no Avelos on Shabbos? Because it says, Berchas Hashem hi ta'ashir, v'lo Yosef atsev ima, that the blessing of Hashem brings wealth and no sadness with it. And on Shabbos, it says, Bracha. Shabbos is day of Bracha. And the definition of bracha is no sadness, happiness. So, the Tartuma asks, why does Yishalmi have to say that Shabbos is a day of simcha? Because it says, Vayivarcha lekim asyem ashvi, and bracha means without sadness. Isn't it pashut why Shabbos is a day of simcha? Shabbos is a day of simcha because the Yishalmi itself tells us that if the Sudas Purim comes out on Shabbos, we delay Suda's Purim until after Shabbos, because on Purim it says, La'asois oisam yimei mishta v'simcha, and Shabbos already is a day of simcha min ha-shamayim. That means Yishalmi holds Shabbos is already a day of simcha. So why do I need to say Shabbos is a day of simcha? Because it says Vayivarech, that God blessed it, and blessing means without sadness. Just say straight up, Shabbos is a day of simcha. Says the Torah to me, but you have to say that Shabbos is called a day of simcha. How does Yishalmi know Shabbos is a day of simcha? It's because it says in Mishlei, Birchas Hashem itashir v'lo yosef atzev ima. And Shabbos is called bracha, like it says, Vayivarech Elohim es yom ha-shvi. Okay. So, the bottom line is, says the Baal Tar Tumima, Shabbos is a day of simcha, because since it has to be a blessed day, blessed means without any sadness. And by the way, the Baal Tar Tumima says that he found further the Torah itself calls Shabbos a day of simcha. Like it says in Bahaloscha, Uviyoim Simchaschem, and there's a drasha in the Sifri, Uviyoim Simchaschem is Shabbos, as the Gra learns. And that's the reason, says the Baal Tar Tumima, on Shabbos we say Be'ahava. Why do we keep on adding Be'ahava in Shemayna Esrei? Because Shabbos is a day of Simcha. That's why the Gemara says in Shabbos, any mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were mekabel b'simcha, they still do it b'simcha. One of those mitzvahs that we were mekabel b'simcha is Shabbos. So another reason why we sing on Shabbos is because ki b'simcha seitzeyu. You need to bring in and take out the Shabbos with joy. And part of joy is song. So when you're singing Zmiras on Shabbos, the first thing you need to think is, it's a blessed day, and the definition of blessing is song. Number two, it's a way of fulfilling Oinek Shabbos. Number three, it's a way of fulfilling Kavoy Shabbos. Number four, it's a way of experiencing Simcha on Shabbos. This, perhaps, is my favorite one. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis brings that Klal Yisrael are the only ones who say Kedusha on Shabbos. Bnei Eretz Yisrael only say Kedusha on Shabbos. Why? It says by the Malachim, by the Chayos, Sheish Kenafayim, Sheish Kenafayim Le'achad. The Malachim have six wings, and each wing sings Shira on a different day of the week. Come Shabbos, and the Chayos say to Hashem, Ribbon Hashem, we have no more wings to sing. And Hashem says, don't sweat it, don't worry. There's another wing who sings Shira before you. In other words, there's another Kanaf that sings Shira on Shabbos, and that is, Klal Yisrael is a wing. Miknaf Haaretz Zmirois Shamanu. There's an idea that on Shabbos, the Bnei Yisrael pick up the slack for the Malachim. The Malachim sing to God 6 days a week. On Shabbos, the Jewish people pick up the slack for the Malachi Ashareis. So on Shabbos, we sing Zmirois as a way of making up for the Malachi Ashareis. Says the Arzarua, that's the reason why on Shabbos they were Moisif Mizmarim in the davening. For example, Hashamayim, 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 Misaprim Kivoykel. And we say, Hashem Malach Geos Laves, and Mizmar Shir Liyam Hashabos. And we say, Nishmas Kochai. And we say, Uvimakalois, Rivivois, Amicha Beisisa. And we also say, Hakol Yoducha. And then we say, Kehela Doyinak. All of these additions to the davening is because we have to pick up the slack for the Malachi Ashareis. But in addition to that, the Zmirois that we sing throughout Shabbos is a way of us picking up the slack for the Malachi Ashareis. So come Shabbos, and all of a sudden, your family hears you singing, Kahari Baina Laham, and they look at you, what's wrong with you? You haven't sang Zmirois in 20 years. And I realize I have to pick up the slack for the Malachi Ashares. So in the week one, they might look at you like you landed from outer space, but they'll eventually come to appreciate that you're in fact fulfilling a very spiritual activity by singing Zmirois on Shabbos. Number six, and that is, during the rest of the week, you may not have the emotional, physical, the headspace, the peace of mind, the joy to sing. But on Shabbos, Shabbos is dedicated for song. Shabbos, Mizmar, Shir, Liyoyim HaShabbos. A Mizmar. The Mizmar of Shabbos is Shir, Liyoyim HaShabbos. The Radak says, Toiv L'Hoidois Hashem, better than any other day of the week. Because the rest of the week, a person is cleared out. A person is free from his regular affairs. And his soul is pure from the busyness of the body, and the soul is able to engage in wisdom and in avodas Hashem, and therefore it's good to be mezamer to Hashem's name. In fact, it's brought in the Siddur Zmiros LeShabbos Hamavuar, and they both quote the Shibboleth Haleket, but I'll tell you the truth, it's not in the Shibboleth Haleket. The problem is with many times Likud Svarim, they quoted an earlier Likud Sefer, who quoted an earlier Likud Sefer, but the first Likud Sefer did not exactly look up his sources precisely, and because of that he contributed that this mistake repeats itself in dozens of other Likud Sfarim. So you always have to look everything up. They quote a Shibboleth Haleket that singing Zmiros on Shabbos transports a Jew to an elevated realm, in a place where he's not found the rest of the week. And on Shabbos, a person could appreciate more the Koyach HaNigun, and even an Avel could sing Zmiros like usual on Shabbos. Basically, this reason is, and it's not in the Shibboleth Haleket, but it seems like the Radak is saying a similar idea, that on Shabbos, a person is able to enter a different type of realm and connect with Nigun and Zemer in a way that during the week he's not able to, because of during the week a person is worried and busy and anxious and full of stress and full of daiga and can't really tap into the koyach hanigun. But Shabbos affords that person a great opportunity to do that. Number seven, this is another great fulfillment that one could be mekayim by singing Zmirois on Shabbos, namely the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim was Rabbi Elazar Azkiri. His greatness was revealed by none other than the Arizal himself. And Rabbi Elazar Azkiri in the Sefer Charedim talks about the great mitzvah of Avas Hashem and how the Chovas Havavos says it's the Maila and the Tachlis of all the Midos HaToivos, and there's no Madrega higher than that. And then he brings that someone who really loves someone who has a burning interest and passionate pursuit of love for someone else, one of the natural expressions of love is Shirei Cheshek V'Yedidos. If somebody really loves someone, you would sing to them songs of love and friendship. The Charedim writes, Echad min ho'anofim ha'yikarim shebeslahavos ha'cheshek Yashir ha'oyev shir yedidois lefanav. Songs of love. By the way, Rabbi Elazar Azkiri authored, Yedid nefesh, yedid nefesh ahav harachamon. He wrote the words, not the tune. The tune is Yossi Green. The words, Rabbi Elazar Azkiri. So, by singing on Shabbos, friends, it's an expression of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're singing on Shabbos, and they say, your friend, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? We never heard you sing before. No, I'm a new person. I'm fulfilling the greatest mitzvah and the highest madrega. It's an expression of Avas Hashem. Marv Rabbi Say number eight. This is one of the most incredible marmakoymos I've ever seen. He says, this comes from the brother of Maral of Prague in the Sefer HaChayim. He says, out of the love of Hashem to Klal Yisrael and to remove from their heart any doubt, God gave Shabbos as an ois and a bris between him and us, that no Gentile can experience the respite of Shabbos. Every Jew could feel in himself a spiritual influence and the light of his countenance and an extra happiness that befalls a person, not because a person's prepared, but a person is just overwhelmed with a tremendous influence of Shefa Eloiki, and how Friday night is just all light and Oiz V'Chedvim Koimai. How is it? Why do we have this otherworldly, spiritual elation Friday night? There's no doubt, says the Sefer HaChaim, that this is a spark of light and happiness that actually is a remnant from the Makam of Nevuah. It comes from the Makam of Nevuah, because even though nowadays we have no Navi and we have no seer and we're on impure ground, God did not forsake us, that the influence of Nevuah that used to come and rest on the Jewish people, we have a semblance of that through the spiritual influence of Shabbos. And this is also the nature of the soul, which is the source of happiness and the teva of the soul. The Sefer HaChaim writes, "V'zeo gam kein miteva hanefesh shumakar hasimcha sheim samchei lev." That both of them are yun from the place of light and simcha. That they rejoice opposite each other when the day of Shabbos comes. The neshama and the nature of the nefesh, which is the makar of simcha, and the nature of mitzvahs, which are mesam chelev, they all come from the makam ha'or v'hasimcha. In other words, what the Brother Maral of Prague is saying is that the feeling of spiritual elevation that a Jew experiences on Shabbos is no less than a semblance of prophecy, that Hashem does not forsake us in the galus, and He wants us to have some clear demonstration and testament that there's no doubt that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the great love of Hashem, He wants us to feel that at least some absolute ironclad demonstration of His existence, and that's the feeling that we have on Shabbos. In fact, in the Zmirois of Shabbos, Mishnah Sachir, Rabbi Sachir Doiv Teichtal, he quotes this Sefer HaChaim of the Brother Maral Prague, and he says that Kal Hamarbe L'Shoirer L'Chvoid HaShabbos Hareze Meshubach. And he says something very beautiful, that one who is Mesoirer for Dveikus has to sing, and it's the nature of Shabbos to cling us, to be Mizdabikas to Hashem, so that Dveikus should propel us to sing. Now it's interesting, we find in the Zmirois of David two different levels. Sometimes the Shechina rests on him and then he sings, and sometimes he sings and then the Shechina rests on him. Like we find in the Gemara Masechim, and the Zayar and the Medrash. Meaning first David would come to Dveikos, which would propel him to song, and sometimes he would come to song through Dveikos. Meaning first, sometimes he would first have Dveikos that would bring him to sing, and sometimes the song would bring him to Dveikos. Same thing on Shabbos. One who is on a very high level, he could immediately experience Kedusha Shabbos, and from that Dveikos, it will propel him to song. And sometimes, someone who's not on this Bechina, he'll be Margish immediately. Meaning sometimes someone who's not on this Madrega to feel immediately the Dveikus, by singing the Zmirois will propel him for Dveikus. This is the meaning, says Rabbi Sacher Dov Teichtal, of the Zemer. Maha Yedidos Menuchasech Ad Shabbos. Where we say like this. We say, Ma Yedidos Menuchasech Ad Shabbos Hamalka. And then in the end we say, Uvechei Nafshi Lecharga. So first, you need to be ma'arer your nefesh b'shira, that from the shira comes to devekus. This is what we mean. After I sing, then nafshi l'cha arga. That's either the song, either the devekus brings to song, or if we're not on that level, then we sing and the song brings to devekus. Meaning either the devekus brings to song, or the song brings us to devekus, where we say Ma yedidus ad Shabbos Hamalka, that brings to v'chenafshi l'cha arga. Okay, number 9. There's an amazing medrash on the words brach doidi. And the medrash says it's a mashal that a king made a suda and he invited guests. Some ate, some drank, some blessed the king, some ate and drank, some cursed the king. The king was very upset that there were people cursing him. So a matrona, a maiden came and she was malamed Sanegarya. She said, "My master, the king, instead of looking at those who are eating, drinking, and cursing you, look at those who eat, drink, and bless you. So too, when Klal Yisrael eat, drink, and are meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it assuages and it brings ritzoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the nations of the world eat, drink, and they disgrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu through their lewd behavior, Hashem wants to destroy the world. But the Torah enters before Hashem and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, instead of looking at those who are mecharef and machis, you look at those Jews that are mevarech and meshabeach you." So actually, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Hashem to run away from the nations of the world and cling to the Jewish people. Listen carefully. Because, you know, it's interesting. Shir HaShirim ends, Berach doidi. I don't understand. We're singing this love song to Hashem and then we say, Hashem, run away from us? No, what we mean is, and this is, we could suggest this is why Shir HaShirim ends this way. We say, Hashem, now that we've sung to you, Berach doidi, run away from the nations of the world and cling to us. So, another great maila of singing Zmirois is it causes Hashem to run from the nations of the world and is malamed sanegaria on the Jewish people, and it brings great protection and advocacy to the Jewish people. By the way, this is what we find in the Gemara Megillah, where it says that Bayoim Hashviik Toiv Lev HaMelech Bayoyin, where the Gemara says, and until now Achashverosh's heart was not good in wine. So the Gemara says, no, it was Shabbos. What do Jews do on Shabbos? They eat, they drink, they say Divrei Torah, and they sing Zmirais. Of what? And the nations of the world, when they eat and drink, they speak nonsense and lewd conversation. And that's how the conversation began about Vashti and how beautiful she was. And the question is, okay, so of what relevance is it that the Jewish people, when they eat and drink, they sing Zmirois? The answer is, it's of great relevance. This is actually what protected the Jewish people. The zechus that Klal Yisrael had in the times of Purim that saved them from the decree of Haman were the Zmirois that they sung. So especially at a time like this, when it's an Eis Sara LiYaakov, when Klal Yisrael is in a very perilous situation, the Zmirois we sing on Shabbos brings great protection to the Jewish people. And then finally, a great benefit of singing Zmirois on Shabbos is, I call it, an insurance policy for your family. There's a story about a young man from a very wholesome, God-fearing family who learned in a wonderful yeshiva, and he had a big yerida in Ruchnias. And he then went to a yeshiva for people who needed chizuk, and ultimately he fell to very improper behavior. And they came and they asked Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz, what to do with this bachar? Should they kick him out? Because he's not really observing Shabbos even. And Rav Michal Yehuda said, does the bachar sing Zmiris on Shabbos? And he explained, a bachar that sings Zmiris on Shabbos, he still has the moisture of Kedusha and Ruchnias, and he still has hope. And Rav Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz And that situation, he says it is a responsibility on Rabbeim and Yeshiva and parents with their children that on Shabbos Kodesh to sing with them, to learn with them, to sing with them the songs of Dveikus to Hashem, longing and yearning for Hashem that the Ibn Ezra and other great Paitanim composed. And in fact, the story ends that this Bachar was able to make a recovery. They asked, they once asked Reb Michal Yehuda Lefkowitz that there are Bachrim in Yeshiva, that they think that singing on Shabbos is Bittul Torah. So they wash their hands, they have in mind not to be Mechayiv in the Zimun, they eat, they say Berachas HaMazon, and they go to the Beis HaMedrash. And is that okay? Especially sometimes there's a chasan at the suda, and it sort of shters the suda. It shters the chasan. And Reb Michal Yehuda said it's asr. They are moinei simcha from the chasan. They are goyrim tsar for Shabbos, and it's not right. And then the story, the well-known story, is brought down. I don't want to get into all the details, but it's a well-known and documented story that Rav Shach once said and sort of lamented that he had quite a quick Suda Shabbos, and if he would have devoted more time for his Zmirois on Shabbos, instead of running to the Beis HaMedrash, he would have enjoyed more Nachas from his descendants. So singing Zmirois on Shabbos, I call it an insurance policy for one's children. My grandfather would say, my mother's father, that he grew up in the Bronx during the Great Depression, at a time when the winds of assimilation were fierce, and the majority of boys in that neighborhood in the Bronx in the 30s unfortunately assimilated. And he attributes his loyalty and devotion to Judaism to the fact that he had a grandfather who would sing with great hislavos karibain. And when he would sing karibain, the rafters would shake. And this is what he attributes had made a big impact on him and his observance. In fact, in the Sefer Yesod Yosef, he brings that the authors of the Piyutim and the Zmirois were eminent and holy individuals, and you should be Mechavein to the name of the Mechaber, whether it's the Ibn Ezra or Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, that there's Chus, should be Oimed, Leratzain, and it brings a Nachas Ruach to that Mechaber. So in summary, the 10 ways how singing Zmiris on Shabbos will mamish change your life. Number one, singing Zmiris on Shabbos is a biblical fulfillment of Vayivarech Elohim es Yom HaShvi. Shabbos is a blessed day. The definition of blessing is song. Number two, singing Zmiris on Shabbos is a fulfillment of Oineg, delighting in the Shabbos. Number three, it's a way of honoring, of Kavod Shabbos, the Yesh Neichlim says. Number four, singing Zmiros on Shabbos, the Reikach says, is a fulfillment of Simcha on Shabbos. Number five, singing Zmiros on Shabbos is picking up the slack for the Malachi Asharis, who only have six wings, and the seventh wing is reserved for the Jewish people. Miknaf ha'aretz zmiroi shamanu, we're the ones who sing on Shabbos. Number six, on Shabbos, our souls are more attuned to nigun, to zemer, because we're free, we're not busy, we're not anxious, we don't have stress, and we're more attuned to the power of nigun. Number seven, singing on Shabbos is an expression of avas Hashem, which is the highest madrega. Number eight, on Shabbos, we're able to tap into a spiritual shefa, which is a semblance of no less than prophecy itself, as a way of Hashem communicating to us and giving us a certainty of our spiritual connection to Him. Number nine, Shabbos is a protection for the Jewish people, and it causes Hashem to run from the nations of the world and cling to the Jewish people. And finally, number 10, Zmirois on Shabbos is an insurance policy for our children. And we should be zoicha that to be able to mekayim this very important practice on Shabbos, and bizoicha, like the Imre Noyam says, that by singing Zmiris on Shabbos, Hashem is mamshech a shefa of ruchnias, of spirituality onto the Jewish people. So I wish everyone a wonderful week.
Are women included in this mitzvah?
Are women included in this mitzvah? Women are included in this mitzvah. However, if there are men who are not immediate relatives at the table, they cannot sing in a way that it's audible to any men. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.